Something you may not know is that all the like macro data would say the average American churchgoer attends church 1.7 times per month. I don't know how you attend church 0.7 times. Some of y'all aren't fully here, so I guess that kind of counts. But what that means is, and as your church home here, what that can mean is that as we try to communicate things and announce some things and share some things, kind of the life of the church, it can mean that if we announce it one Sunday, it means that potentially over half of our people who would say Chill South is our home aren't here. Now, some of y'all are here every week, and some of y'all are here, you know, once every 8 weeks. We know. We're watching. No. But what that means is that it really becomes hard to, like, keep everybody up to speed, and we send emails and texts and announcements and all that, but it's difficult, especially across multiple services. What that means is that I'm going to announce something. Some of you have heard it a bunch of times, and some of you haven't even heard it because you're like, well, I didn't know that. And it's like, well, you haven't been here. And we really want to try in this season that we're in, macro season as a church, and have been in, to be over. We want you to hear this all the time, and we want to keep you up to speed. We want to be transparent. We want to be in sync. And so just bear with us as we're trying to make sure that this is communicated, keeps being communicated. But the news as of like 6 months ago is that we entered into really like 4.5 months ago, we were under contract, or we entered into a contract to own this corner, which is amazing. It's huge news. If you clapped, it means it's the first time you've heard it. So that's, I'm kidding. It's old news. What that means is this corner, we are now officially under contract. Our members have voted. As of like a month ago, we are under contract. Here's where that takes us and where that places us is that beautifully the owners here for this corner, the building we're in now, all the way through the house behind us, all the way to the alleyway that we are now under contract for, they are going to give us some time post being under contract officially to then close. They're going to give us a long runway. And here's why they're doing that. We entered into a capital campaign a couple of years ago, not knowing what our life would be with the owners, wanting to stay here permanently. Are they going to sell it to us? Are they going to give us a long-term lease? But we need to raise some money to be ready to move when they're ready. And so many of y'all beautifully by faith went on that journey with us that didn't have all the crystal clarity. And so we raised some money. We had $9.5 million pledged to that end, not knowing if we were going to buy or lease from them and needing to do some renovations and some additions and all that kind of stuff. They now sold to us. The sale price is $11 million. Okay, I'm gonna do some quick math. $11 million sale price, it's really 10.8, rolling some closing costs around $11 million to close on this place with no debt. 9.5 was pledged 2.5 years ago during our capital campaign. That leaves about $1.5 million from pledged to total purchase all in to be debt-free here. It would be amazing to have $11 million to bring to closing so that we're debt-free on this corner. It'd be amazing. We would hope for that. In the 9.5 that was pledged in the last 2.5 or so years, only 6.7, 6.8 of the 9.5 pledging has been turned into cash. So thank you if you've turned your pledge into cash. We're about 6.8 needing to get to 11 of cash. That's why the owners are giving us a long runway after being under contract before we close. Because they're saying, take some more time if you need it to then raise, get the pledges turned into dollars and to close the gap as much as you can so you can come to closing with as much cash as possible so you can enter into the least amount of debt, okay? I was a math minor, so I'm pretty good at this. But true story. But I also need you to know this, if you haven't been around, we have this historic value that is beautiful in this department where zero of the pastoral staff, zero of the staff, zero of the elders know who gives what here, which is awesome. It frees us up. We get to be your shepherds and we get to be your staff and care for you, and it's not based on what you give. We don't even know if you give. And so there's this reality of like, we don't know. And we love that. What that does though is it does limit us just a little bit that if you pledged 2.5 years ago, but your pledge hasn't been turned into cash, we don't even know who to follow up with. Like, hey, you pledged X, but it hasn't come in. Could we talk? Do you have questions? Did you lose the email? Did you forget that you pledged? Like, we don't even know how to do that because we don't know. Now, there is a way through, we can get an email like that sent out with still without us knowing through the kind of the donations department, but we still will not know the names. So here's what we're asking. With the value that we're trying to keep of none of the leadership here, the staff here knows who gives what, We like that. It also means that in this stretch of trying to close this gap between what's been pledged, what we're purchasing for, wanting to close sooner than later on this, we need you to do, like, we need you to be proactive and going, oh yeah, I did pledge, or I don't remember if I pledged. Did I pledge and have I turned it into cash yet? Because we won't be able to track that down. So up here, I have a postcard and a one-sheet-er on the campaign itself and close the gap between where we're at and where we want to get to before closing. There's a bunch of those up here. There's those in the back. Our campaign was called Living a Legacy, so you'll see this on these flyers and stuff. You've probably already heard this. I know half of you have. 1.7 of you are hearing it for the first time today. But there's a reality of, hey, we need your help in closing this gap. The owners are giving us until January to close, which is amazing. But we would love to close sooner than that if possible, because what that wire trips once we're able to close is beginning to look over the horizon at what, Lord, would we be able to maybe do on this corner to build and expand and to renovate and those kinds of things. On that front, just a little update, because we want you to know these things too. We gathered a wonderful group of humans this past spring, and we sent a survey out to the members and volunteers here. Hey, what do you love about this space? What do you not like about this space? What do you want to see happen on this property for our church and for the neighborhood? We asked all that stuff. Not a whole lot of people said they like the preaching. It's fine. They like the red doors, though. They want to keep the red doors rock solid. That's great. I'm fine with that. No, there was a lot of great data. We mined a ton of data. We prayed through a ton of things. We had a great team, kind of a vision and values team for our future here. That team has finished their work. They've given those values to the elders here. The elders have worked through those, and now we are engaging some architects, learning architectural language like RFPs and RFQs, and I know some stuff. And the architects are being sent the proposals, and we're getting stuff back from them in the next couple weeks. That is what's going on now. As we get into the fall, we will be engaging some builders, get some estimates. Like, we're a long way off from breaking any ground, but I just wanted y'all to know that's kind of, we're working a lot behind the scenes to try to be faithful with this incredible gift that the Lord has given us. And for now, closing the gap on allowing us to close with as little debt as possible would be huge for our future. So that's the ask. If you got any questions about our vision, about our why, about our campaign, about our future, please come find me, come find an elder. We would love a staff, a pastor. We would love to talk to you about what we believe the Lord is calling us to here, and all of us together to stay on this corner. So that is it by way of campaign update. And again, you will hear this hopefully because we want to just be transparent with you and continue to bring you up to speed on that. If you're visiting today, no one asked you here for your money. I hope you just enjoy this service as a gift to you. But if you're a member here or you've been around, we wanted to keep you updated on that front as well. So stopping on that, then we're going to move into our sermon portion of the worship service.